This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The idea that Allah owes me, right? This idea that how could Allah do this to me? And then we go on and we compare ourselves and our lives to other people. So this type of thinking of why me? And why hasn't Allah given me what He gave that person? Or why did He give that person and not give me? This questioning of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in of course an Islamic context, and this idea that but I am entitled to XYZ. I am entitled to have these things from Allah. That type of thinking is extremely toxic. It's extremely poisonous and destructive to our mental strength. It's eating away at your psychological resilience, essentially. But if we look at it from an Islamic lens, not only is it taking away from your mental strength, this type of thinking, but it's actually, it's an indication that we have a disease internally. When we are angry against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decisions, when we say it's not fair, or when we believe that we are entitled to something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is an indication that there's something wrong internally, that this is an indication of a lack of sabr. This means that we have failed this test, as we know Islamically, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives and He takes. And Allah knows everything, and He knows every factor, and when Allah chooses to give and when Allah chooses to take, Allah knows best, and Allah does it with wisdom. I think a lot of the way that we are using social media is very unwise, and I hope that inshallah in the future collectively we'll start to learn that, you know, what are some more wise ways to use social media. But right now, unfortunately, everything is kind of at a peak of like, here's a way to I don't want to use the word show off, because I don't know anyone's intention. You don't know anyone's intention. We can't say, oh, that person's trying to show off, because that's something in the heart. But it is a stage for displaying one's blessings. It's a space to blast our blessings. And unfortunately, people really are maximizing that, you know, with photos, right? And locations and everything. Like, I mean, people won't eat a sandwich before they first take a photo of it and post it, right? It's like, you can't eat until everyone's first seen the photo of what you're about to eat. So it's a strange culture we're living in right now. But what I'm saying is that there is a price to pay, and there is a price that we are paying. And one of them is the fact that we are putting our blessings, in harm's way, in a sense, because the Prophet ﷺ told us that any blessing can be envied. And so he advises us to be discreet. But now the other side of that equation is what happens to the person on the other side of the screen. And that's, you know, kind of where we have to sort of manage this, because if we are constantly looking at other people's lives and other people's blessings and then comparing them to our own, it can bring about envy. And then here's the other problem. It can also bring about ingratitude for our own blessings. And going back to the point I was making, that every individual has both blessings and tests. And so the reason why we envy another person is because we see their blessings, but we don't see their tests. So this is how we actually contribute to our own suffering and our own misery, really, and our own unhappiness. And this weakens our mental strength. The ability to have resilience is actually damaged by these very, very toxic mental habits. So these mental habits become, you know, toxic, not just psychologically, but they are also toxic spiritually as well. So again, the first one was this feeling of victimization, that, oh, woe is me, everything is unfair, why is God doing this to me, how could you do this to me, resentment towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feeling a sense of entitlement that I deserve to get this thing. You know, this attitude we sometimes have, may Allah forgive us, But I made dua, you know, like I made dua for it, which means it better come, and it better come in the form that I ask, and it better come on the time scale that I wrote, right? Whenever, you know, you get this sort of this attitude sometimes where you're like, but God, but Allah, I asked for it. You know, it's like, as if we're in charge, right? We're in charge of what Allah does, when he does it, how he passes out his blessings. And it's like, but I said, it's almost like, I mean, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not talking to a child. Like, didn't I tell you to do, you know, to clean your room? Like, who are we talking to in this way? Unfortunately, sometimes we don't have adab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We act as though Allah is working for us. A'udhu billah. You know, Allah's not a genie in a bottle. You know, give me my wishes. You know, like I own you, and you better give me what I ask for, and you better give it to me when I ask for it. This is a very, very, very bad attitude, and it's a very poisonous attitude. This isn't the way we deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't make demands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're the beggars. Remember that. Allah's the king, right? We're not in charge. We're not the ones who tell Allah what to do. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears our dua, but that's because that's out of his mercy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, the way in which Allah gives us our dua and the time scale by which Allah chooses, that is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't dictate these things. And so sometimes people, unfortunately, we have this weakness where we sort of try to use religion. You know what I mean? Like we're using dua to get the material things that we want. And it's fine to make dua for nice things, right? It's okay to make dua for dunya, as long as obviously it's halal. But we have to be careful, because the ultimate objective is not dunya, right? It's almost like our ultimate objective is dunya. It's like, I want a big house. I want this type of spouse. I want this much money. I want this much status. So let's see, how am I going to get there? Well, I heard that we can use religion to get there. You know, there's this thing in religion that we can use called dua. And let's use that to get to our ultimate objective. And then, and here again, there's nothing wrong with making dua for these things. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Oh Allah, give us good in this life, give us good in the next life, and protect us from the hellfire. Great. But here is the problem, is what is our attitude when we don't get our demands? How are we asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then how do we behave when we don't get our way? That's very telling, right? Who's in charge here? Like, who's in charge? Are we in charge, or is Allah in charge? Remember, we need to stay in our lane, right? We need to remember that we are the beggars. We are the beggars. That's why dua is like this, because you're literally begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're the beggars and he's the king. نَحْنُ الْفُقَرَىٰ. We are the poor and he is the rich. وَأَنْتَ الْغَنِيُّ, right? أَنْتَ الْغَنِيُّ وَنَحْنُ الْفُقَرَىٰ. You are the rich. You are the one who doesn't need anything or anyone, and we are the poor. We are the ones who are begging. So we just have to really know our place, you know, like stay in our lane a little bit. Allah's not working for us, okay? We are working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is out of his generosity that he gives us our dua. It isn't like he owes us. This is the attitude we have to understand, that this attitude of, but I asked, why didn't he give? He owes me. That is poisonous, you know, and we have to be very, very mindful of not having that attitude that Allah owes us something. Looking at ourselves as either powerless victims or entitled. Both of these are toxic. Both of these are toxic. And then lastly, comparing ourselves to others, absolutely toxic. We need to realize that we have blessings and tests, and so do others. Everyone has both blessings and tests. Do not focus on other people's blessings and think that they don't have tests. And definitely do not focus on only your hardships and forget your blessings. Because if you do that, you will fall into ingratitude and despair. Always focus on what you have, and it will grow at some point, no matter how hopeless. As long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still given us breath, then there is still hope. And we can always get back up and we can always come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah can always change our condition. Never ever think that anything is permanent in this life. Nothing is permanent in this life. Whether that is a condition that you like, or a condition that you don't like. This life is always changing. And so never ever feel helpless or hopeless. If there's something about your condition that you don't like, it can always change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the turner of hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the turner of condition. Remember that all Allah has to do is say be, and it is.